Durango Casino to open new high-limit slot room and 2,000-space garage on December 15th. Red Rock Resort's Durango property will unveil a 120-machine high-limit slot room and a 2,000-space covered parking garage on December 15th. The announcement, made Monday, comes just days after the property debuted an enlarged casino floor that added 6,000 square feet and roughly 100 additional slot machines. The new high-limit area will open to guests at 5 p.m. and introduce 30 fresh game titles as part of a package of upgrades designed to sharpen Durango's competitive edge in the Las Vegas local market. The high-limit room will include 120 slot machines and the facility's Jackpot Express payout system, plus a dedicated cash cage inside the space to speed large payouts. The multi-level covered garage will open at 10 a.m. on the same day. As with other Station Casinos properties, parking will be complimentary. David Horn, Durango's vice president and general manager, framed the openings as the first phase of a broader transformation. "We are incredibly proud to unveil the first phase of Durango's expansion, including one of the city's nicest high-limit slot rooms," Horn said in a company release. "With the addition of more casino square footage and the latest machines, easy covered parking, and high-touch service in our high-limit room, we continue to offer our guests an exciting, convenient gaming experience." Durango's current round of work, estimated at about $120 million, marks the venue's first expansion since it opened in December 2023. That investment funded the new high-limit room, additional gaming inventory, and the covered parking structure as immediate capacity and amenity upgrades intended to drive visitation from both local and tourist customers. Red Rock Resorts has signaled a much larger second phase of development. Late last month, the company outlined an 18-month, roughly $385 million expansion that will add more than 275,000 square feet to the complex. Planned elements of that program include approximately 400 new slot machines, a 36-lane contemporary bowling center, luxury movie theaters, an expanded lineup of dining concepts and food hall operators, and multiple flexible entertainment venues. Taken together, the two-phase approach positions Durango to broaden its appeal beyond slot-centric customers and to compete more directly with resort and suburban casino properties that are adding leisure and dining options alongside gaming floors. The larger expansion, which Red Rock officials say will run about 18 months, is intended to transform the property into a destination for families and groups, as well as gamblers. Project outlook and market reaction. Industry observers say the mix of premium slot inventory, covered parking, and non-gaming amenities reflects a continuing trend in Nevada's local market. Operators are investing in experiences that spread revenue across multiple verticals rather than relying solely on gaming yield. For Red Rock, that strategy also helps differentiate Durango within a crowded southern Nevada landscape where residents and visitors expect a blend of convenience and entertainment. Local competition is intensifying. Nearby properties have recently refreshed their floors and food offerings to capture the same demographic of repeat local players and nearby tourists. Analysts note that adding a high-limit room with a dedicated payout cage addresses operational pain points, speed and privacy for high-stake players, that can affect repeat business and word of mouth among high-value customers. Red Rock's staged rollout also gives the company flexibility to adjust later phases based on guest feedback and market performance. If the initial enhancements drive higher visitation and gaming spend, the broader $385 million program could accelerate or be refined to emphasize the most lucrative amenity segments, such as dining or live entertainment. For Durango, the immediate challenge will be converting curiosity into regular people.
Patronage, keeping lanes full at the planned bowling center,
seats occupied at the luxury theaters, and sustained play on the expanded slot floor once the full build-out completes. For Red Rock, the move signals a continued commitment to capital projects that aim to capture local market share while appealing to a broader leisure audience.